Okay, today's daf is Makos Daf Beis. We are beginning Maseches Makos, which, as Hashem, we will learn over the next 3 weeks or so. Maseches Makos has three prakim. The first parak is not about Malkus. The second parak is not about Malkus. It's only in the third parak that we get to Elu Ein Halokin. Each parak has a very specific and clear topic. The first parak is all about Edim Zomim. The second parak we're going to have all about Ari Miklat. And the third parak is finally going to get to Malkus. So that's somewhat unusual in the first place. Why it is that the order of the Masechta works out in such a way where we have Maseches Makos and it doesn't start with Malkus. The Ritva notes this problem and he says the reason we don't start with Elu Ein Halokin is because the Gemara is going to discuss, even within the subject of Galus, we start with a very strange topic. You would think when we start with the subject of Galus, we'll talk about what is the classic case of a person, I'm sorry, not Galus, even within the subject of Edim Zomim, we would start with the classic case of when and how a person becomes an Edim Zomim. But that's not what the Mishnah does. The Mishnah starts with an unusual case, and the Gemara is going to explain that the Mishnah is working off of a conversation we had at the end of Maseches Sanhedrin. Oh, so now we understand why we don't start with Malkus right away, because we're trying to bridge Maseches Sanhedrin with Maseches Makos, and when we refer to the end of Sanhedrin, we're clearly not referring to Perek Chelek, we're referring to right before Perek Chelek. There's a Machlokas, whether Perek Chelek is in fact the last Perek of Maseches Sanhedrin, but either way it's the last Perek of Halacha in Maseches Sanhedrin, so we're going to bridge the beginning of Makos with the end of Maseches Sanhedrin. So first in our Mishnah we're going to talk about two different cases of Edim Zomim where they don't get Kasher Zomim. Normally the Torah requires that when Edim become Edim Zomim, you do Kasher Zomim La'asos La'chiv. You give to them what they intended to give to the people that they testified against. Our Mishnah is not going to list those cases, which are most of the cases of Edim Zomim, but rather two exceptions. Two cases where you get Malkus instead of Kasher Zomim. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that since the end of Sanhedrin speaks about a partial Kasher Zomim, not a complete Kasher Zomim, so we speak about cases where there's no Kasher Zomim at all. Then the Gemara is going to have two different explanations why an Eid Zomim who testifies that somebody is a Chalal, that somebody's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, themselves do not become a Chalal, why it is we can't just make the Eid Zomim into a Chalal. Then the Gemara is going to have two explanations why it is that an Eid Zomim doesn't get galus, an Eid Zomim who says that someone is chayiv galus does not get galus, and then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, so let's say we can't do Kasher Zomim, why Malkus? Of all the things, where do we ever see that an Eid Zomim gets Malkus? And then in the Gemara, in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say, you know, it's not just two things that we give Malkus for and we don't do Kasher Zomim, we're going to add to the list many more items, three more items where we would not do Kasher Zomim to the Edim Zomim for a variety of reasons, and we're going to explain each of those items, each item on the list, why it is we don't do Kasher Zomim. So that's the overview of Daf Beis. So let's begin, says the Mishnah. Ketzad Edim Nasim Zomim. How do you work out Edim Zomim? How do Edim become Edim Zomim? So you expect the Mishnah to say, how do they become Edim Zomim? They say that Reuven killed Shimon. It turned out that two other Edim come and say, Imanu Yisa Makom Ploni, you were with us in that place, in a different place at that exact time. Good, so now we kill the Edim Zomim. You'd expect something direct and straightforward like that. No, the Mishnah says different. Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Edim come and testify that somebody is a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. They testify that this person is a Chalal. How can you testify that someone is a Ben Grusha? That someone's mother was divorced before she got remarried to a Kohen, and therefore this child of this second marriage is not a Kohen. How could they testify to that? So says Rashi, Befaneinu Nisgarshi Imo Kodim Shenolad Vareu Chalal Upasal. They say we saw that his mother got divorced that before he was born, and therefore we know that by the time he was born from his father, his mother was a divorcee, and therefore he is not a Kohen. That's the case of Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. That's how Rashi explains. Says the Ritva. The Tana doesn't say all this because the Tana is mekatzer, like he's just like he doesn't say v'nimtzu zomin, because it's obvious that nimtzu zomin. But you have to say that even though the edus is on the mother, so they're not, and you're not being mazim the gufa shel edus, but nevertheless it's ki'ilu they said that the kid himself is puzzle, because they didn't say anything about the mother that would really affect the mother. They said about the child that they said about the mother that she was divorced, and that therefore affects the child. So even though it's not the gufa shel edus is about the mother, but clearly its effect is supposed to be on the child. So if they testify that this child is a ben grusha or a ben chalutza, Ein omrim, says the Mishnah, yas ezeh ben grusha ben chalutza tachtav. We do not say, okay, let this child, let these eidim become a ben grusha ben chalutza. We'll declare them to be chalalim instead. Elalok arbaim. Rather, instead of that, we just give them malchus instead of becoming a ben grusha ben chalutza, which would have been the kasher zamam, would have been the logical kasher zamam to become a ben grusha ben chalutza. Says the Ritva, the reason we say loshon yachid that einom yasa zeh, it should be yasu elu ben grusha ben chalutza, that these guys will be a ben grusha ben chalutza, will be bnei grusha bnei chalutza. Normally, we do kasher zamam to both of the Edim, not just to one of them. So says the Ritva, the reason we dafka say Lashon Yachid, even though it's two Edim, because we dafka use the Lashon of the Pasuk. It says Vasisem Lo Kasher Zamam. It's never just Vasisem Lo Kasher Zamam. That's against the rules. It's always Lahem. It's always them. But nevertheless, that's the Lashon of the Pasuk. The truth is, L'chora, that just transfers the question. It doesn't really answer the question, meaning it's, oh, so now it's Kasher on the Pasuk. See some low kasha zamam, but nevertheless, that's why the Mishnah dafka uses a lashon yachid. It's following the lashon of the pasuk. In the Gevuras Ari, he says he points out this din that ein edim nasim zomim achi azumu as kulam. You need to be mazum all of the edim. So if one of them becomes an eid zomim, he does not get kasha zamam. So the idea of yasa zeh is it's not just that it's inaccurate. It's incorrect. I mean, it's not just that it's incomplete. It's incorrect. It's only if they're all becoming Edim Zomim that you would do Kasher Zamam to the Edim. So says the Gevuras Ari, the Chiddush is that even if one of the Edim is a Kohen and the other Eid is a non-Kohen, so now clearly the non-Kohen is not going to, the punishment to him can't be that he's a Chalal, because what's a Chalal? A Chalal has no psulim. There's no problem with being there's a problem historically in his Yichus, but he just becomes a Israel. A Kohen marries a Grusha, the child is just not going to get the Kohen Aliyah when the kid becomes a Bar Mitzvah, even though his last name is Cohen or something, he's not going to get the Kohen Aliyah. So he'll, so fine, but that, he just becomes a regular Israel. So if you have a Zar who's one of the Edim, it's not even a Havamina that he would get the Kasher Zamam, that what? He would become a Chalal? He already is a Chalal, he's a Zar. So that clearly, there would be no Tzad that he'd be a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. And even without a Miut of how the Gemara is going to learn lo v'lo lezaro, that why we can't make the edim, it would be obvious that by a zar he would get malchus. The whole nafkamina is if the edim themselves are kohanim. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, that even if one aid is a kohen and the second aid is a zar, so we are being mazim both of them. Even the kohen you don't say is a ben grusha ben chalutza. He too only gets malchus arba'im. That's how the Gevuras Ari understands that it must be that we're talking about a kohen, and that's why we dafka speak about in the singular. Chances are both Edom are not Kohanim. Even if one of them is a Kohen, he does not become a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, rather he gets Malchus. So that is one case where we don't do Kasher Zamam the way you would expect to do Kasher Zamam. Second case, Mi'idin on a Bishploni Shu Chayiv L'Galus. They testify that a person is Chayiv Galus, that he killed someone Bishogeg. Say, Einam Ramigla Zetachtov. We don't say, let the aid become go to Galus instead of the person that they said was Chayiv Galus. Elalok Arbaim. Rather, they're going to get 40 Malkus for becoming Edom Zomim about the Chi of Galus. The Rashi explains that they say that they saw this guy be Horig Nefesh B'Shogeg. They saw him kill somebody B'Shogeg. So Tos says, L'chora, how could you be Chayiv Galus when someone testifies that he killed someone B'Shogeg? Manavshach, if he's Moda to the Edom, so then then there's no hazama, right? If he admits, yeah, I killed someone b'shogeg, then there's no way there would be a hazama. That imanu yisem makom ploni, it's not, no, he's moda, the guy is moda, there wouldn't be hazama. If he's machish the edim and he says lo harakti, he'd be neman. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that according to the Chamim, if they say about a person that he was ochel chelev and he says lo achalti, he's potter, because he has a migo that he could have said mezidi, you see, and be potter. So over here also, he could say that he killed b'mezid and be potter from galus. So how could they ever be chayiv galus in this edus? Meaning, edim come and say, oh, you killed someone, but we know you're such a tzaddik, you did it b'shogeg. So he says, no, not such a tzaddik, I hated that guy, I killed him b'mezid. Now be mechayiv me galus. There was no hasra, so he can't be mechayiv him anything. He always has the ability to see mezid, you see, and get out of the chayiv galus. So it's difficult to understand. The Rishonim point out, Tosus points out, difficult to understand what exactly is the case where we would have a hava mina that the edim would be chayiv galus. So Tosus suggests that it must be that they saw that he killed in a way that it had to have been b'shogeg. He couldn't have planned it in that way. Nishmat abarzan mikasa, that he was hitting, he was chopping wood, and the blade flies off of the handle and kills someone. There's no way he could have planned that. It challenges reason to imagine that that would have been b'mezid. So that would be a case where there's no possibility of the guy saying, ah, mezid a yisi, and therefore getting off the hook that way. Or, Tosa says, maybe in a chinami. If the guy would have said, lo harakti, he'd be believed. But over here, he was shasak. He didn't say mezid a yisi, he didn't say lo harakti, he just didn't say anything. So we take it as a shtika koda adamya, and that's why he's going to be chayiv galus. Ramban has other terutzim, but that's the answer of the of Tosos. Now, the very kasha of Tosos, the Marsha says, what do you mean he could say mezid a yisi? And he'd be believed if he says mezid a yisi? Whatever happened to Eina de Mesa Matzma Rasha? A person's not believed to say that he's a Rasha, so he's going to say mezid a yisi? See, that's clearly he's Mesa Matzma Rasha. And in fact, this isn't just Marsha's Kasha, Tosos Maseches Bava Metzia already asked this Kasha over there, where we say that Edim that are made, that a guy ate Chelev, that he's Potter because he could have said Mezid a Yisi. So Tosos over there says, we're talking about a case where he did Tshuva and he doesn't want to bring Chulun Lazara. So he says Mezid a Yisi, meaning he's not being Mesa Matzma Rasha. Mesa Matzma Rasha is Stam, a guy's a glutton for punishment. So we're afraid that he's going to come in, suicide by Beis Din. He's going to come in and he's going to say, oh, by the way, I'm a murderer and I'm Chal Shabbos, and then Beis Din will kill him. No, the case is, the guy's become a Baal Tshuva. So now he's very sincere and he's davening long Shmon Esrei and everything, and he's doing all that. But he's saying, I'm afraid that you're going to say that I did a Peshogik, so what's the Chiv? I'm going to have to bring a Karban. So I'm going to bring Chulun La'azar if I have to bring a Karban, because I know that it wasn't a Shogik, that it was amazed. So that's the case that Tosel says over there, but when it comes to the case of Chelev. But over here by Golos, you don't have such a Svara. So that's what the Marsha is pointing out, that the Kasha would still be a Kasha, because there is no Chulun Azara. There is no reason why he would have to say this in order to save himself from a further Isser when it comes to killing a person. So that's what some of the Achronim, the Sefer Kosei Yeshua, suggest, that by Golos it's also Shaykh to say such a Svara, that he doesn't want to run to a near Miklat, because there are many mitzvos that he's going to be limited from doing if he runs to an ir miklat, because he's not going to be able to be olah l'regel, and many other mitzvos that are tlius baaretz, he's not going to be able to do ma'aser sheni properly or whatever. He can't go to Yerushalayim, so he doesn't want to stop himself from doing mitzvos. So maybe it's not as stark as a problem as chulun lazara, not as direct and as immediate as a problem of chulun lazara, where it's about this avera, but stam, it's going to be a halachic issue. So it could be b'derech tzidkus that he's saying mezid a yisi. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So again, our Mishnah just had two cases where a guy becomes an eid zomeim, and nevertheless, we don't do kasha zamam. We don't do what he tried to do to the other guy. Instead, we give him malchus. So says the Gemara, so then it's a very strange way to start the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts with the words, ketzer eidim nasim zomim. Give me a classic case of Edim Zomim. So, Haketzad Considering the answer that the Mishnah gave, the question should have been, how do you not have a case of Azama? Because both of the answers are cases where we don't do a Kash Azama. So why does it start with Ketzer Eidim Nasim Zomim Va'od? And furthermore, Midiktani Lekaman, you know, the right answer to the question that the Mishnah actually asks of what's the classic case of Eidim Zomim, is going to appear later on in the Masechta. We're going to have the correct answer. It's going to say later on, Midiktani Lekaman, we're gonna say on Daf Hey, Aval Amru Lahem, Hey Chatamidim Shari Ba'osa Yom Atamiyisimimimanu B'makomploni, Hare Elu Zomim. That we're gonna have a case where people say, how can you be made about this? You were with us B'makomploni on that day. So that is a classic case of Zomim, and that's when you would get Kasha Zomim. So why is our Mishnah talking about these cases where you don't really have kasha zamam? So answers the Gemara, Tana Hasam Ka'i. The Tana is working off of the end of Masech Sanhedrin, the very end of Masech Sanhedrin. When we refer again to the very end of Masech Sanhedrin, we mean Sanhedrin Daf Peites, right before the tawny blood of Agadita in Perichelek. So working off of the end of Sanhedrin, where it says, Kol Azomin Makdimin Losa Misa, Chutz Mizomei Bas Koyin Ubala. Since we have Eluin and Nisrafin, in Masech Sanhedrin, so at the end of by Eluin and Nechnakin, we say, you know, in general, when an aid becomes an aid Zomim, he gets the same Misa he tried to give to the people that he testified against, except if he was made against Bas Koyin Ubala, that a Bas Koyin had bia with somebody else, so then you don't get exactly the same Misa, because the Bas Kohen gets Ischayev Srefa, and the Boel of the Bas Kohen is Chayev Chenek. So we can't give the same Misa, because there are two different Misos, so we don't know which one, you can't give two Misos to the Edim, so we have to choose one. So the halacha in that case is you give them the Misa of the Boel and not the Misa of a Bas Kohen. So it is Kasha Zamam in that case. You're doing what they tried to do to the Boel, not what they tried to do to the Bas Kohen. Yeah, even though it is Kasha Zamam, but it's not a complete Kasha Zamam, because they also tried to do something to the Bas Kohen, and they're not getting what they tried to do to the Bas Kohen. So that was a partial Kasha Zamam. Shein Makdim Lo Samisa El Misa Acheres. They don't get the exact Misa they tried to give her, rather they get the Misa that they tried to be Mechayiv, the Boel. So then, once we have a case where you have a partial kasher zamam, so that's where Maseches Makos comes in. V'yeshedim zamin acherim sheinosin bendin azamah kalikur. Oh, once we have a case where there's only a partial kasher zamam, guess what? We have cases where there's not even kasher zamam at all. You have cases where they're not even going to get what they tried to do to the other party at all. Ella malkus arba'im. They're only going to get malkus. Ketzad, good. So that's what our Mishnah says. So what's an example of that? Miidin on a bish ploni shu ben grusha ben chalutza. Einom yasa ben grusha ben chalutza. I don't know why the Gemara didn't just say v'chulei, meaning we're just showing this is how the Mishnah plays out. You had the case where you do partial kasher zamam, and now you have a case where you do zero kasher zamam, that you don't do kasher zamam at all.
Didn't answer the question of the Gemara. Well, the question was, why didn't it say
ketzad ein eidim nasim
zomim? You give an answer of why we start with examples of not having, of what you don't get it, but didn't answer the question of.
Right, so meaning,
why didn't the language reflect what the Mishnah actually says?
Right, so the Rashi understands that the Gemara's question was Ketzer Edim Nasim Zomin. It's going to say later on how Edim actually become Zomin, which makes it sound like the Lashon of Ketzer Edim Nasim Zomin is not correct because they're not becoming Zomin, and that we're going to have it later on. Tulsa says that the Kasha is that even if you're going to say the Mishnah is explaining the Lashon Azama, what the Lashon of Edim, it's just a strange example to start with. Meaning, yeah, this is also Hazama. These Edim are becoming Edim Zomim. You're just not doing to them Kasha Zomim Lasos Liachiv, but they are becoming Edim Zomim. So why would you start with a non-classic case of Edim Zomim? So if that's the case, then you understand that the Teretz is what, you know, the Teretz answers the Kasha. But it is challenging. Otherwise, how does the Teretz answer the Kasha? So that, and and that's I'm not sure how the answer plays out l'chora according to that, because it doesn't really answer the kasha. If you look at Rashi, Hasam Kai, Rashi said Misanhedrin Salik the Tanan Bishili and Chakan Dus Yumid Sanhedrin Diyesh Zomin Shenishtanu Mikzas Din Azamak Tiktani Kol Zom Makdim Lo Samisa. That in Sanhedrin we have a little bit of a shinui from the normal Din Azama. Kolomer Elam Litzpos Misa Acheres El Mashkim Lo Samisa Shining Dino Shel Nidon. That they shouldn't expect anything other than what they tried to give to the guy, and here they can get something other. So maybe that's Rashi's, the way Rashi understands the answer also, is that we're not trying to give the exact case of Edom Zom, we're trying to give of Kasha Zomav, we're just giving a case of Edom Zomim, and we're starting with the case that is most similar to the end of Sanhedrin. Okay, so but bottom line is, we do say at the end that what do? We do not do Kasha Zomim in the case, in two cases, in a case where they testify that someone's a Chalal, and in the case where they testify that someone is Chayav Galus. So the Gemara is going to just flesh out each of those. Why not? Why don't we do Kasha Zomim in a case where they testify that somebody's a Chalal, and why don't we do Kasha Zomim in the case where they testify that someone's Chayav Galus? So first things first. Minani Mili. How do I know that when you testify that someone's a Chalal, you don't become a Chalal in this place, assuming that the Edom are Kohanim? So I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, Damar Kra, Vasisam Lo, Kasha Zomim. We do to them what they... we do low to the aid, Kasha Zomim, what he tried to do to the other party. Low v'lo lezaro. It's got to be a punishment that only affects the aid and doesn't affect his children. But if you're going to make him a chalal, that means that all of his children are going to be chalalim as well. So that punishment is not a fulfillment of the pasuk of Asisim Lo, Kasha Zomim. That's why we can't do it. So says the Gemara, okay, so let's make it only affect him. V'levslu l'didei v'lo levslu lezare. Let him be a chalal and not his children. Don't make his children chalalim. Says Gemara, be'inon kasha zamam lasos v'leka. You need kasha zamam lasos. You need to do, in order to fulfill kasha zamam properly, it has to be fully what he tried to do to the other person. If you only passel him and you don't passel his children, that is not fully what he tried to do to the other person. Memela, that's not good enough. Barpada Omer, Barpada says, no, a different reason why we do not make the Edim into Chalalim as their Kasher Zomim, as their punishment. He says, Kal v'chomer, Umaha mechalel eino mischalel. If someone who actually makes a person a Chalal themselves do not become a Chalal, habal chalel v'lo chilel eino din shalei ischalel. Someone who plotted to try to make someone else a Chalal but was ultimately unsuccessful and did not do it, for sure should not become a Chalal. What are we talking about? What do we mean someone who's actually mechalal? So the way Rashi understands mechalal means a kohen who's mechalal his own children. He has a yetzer hara to marry a grusha. He can't get over his yetzer hara, so he marries a grusha, not thinking about his children, thinking about his own desires. And what happens? His children become chalalim. He has made his children chalalim. What about him? Is he a kohen? So yeah, he's still a kohen. He still gets the first aliyah. He still gets to duchen. He still gets to do the avod. He's still a kohen. He's not mischalal. It's only his children that are mechalal. So Edom who only tried to make someone else a chalal but didn't actually make someone a chalal, for sure they shouldn't become a chalal. So Maskevla Ravina says, wait a second, that logic can't work. Imkein bitalta Torah Edom Zomim. By that logic, you would destroy the entire notion of Edom Zomim in the Torah. Meaning that kal v'chomer could be asked on every case of Azama. Umaha sokel eino niskal. If someone who actually stones somebody, he doesn't get skila as his punishment. Sa bal diskal velo sakal eino din shelo yisakel. When I tried to get somebody stoned, I made up their mechal Shabbos, so I tried to get them stoned, and I'm not successful because I'm caught as an eid zomim. So kal v'chomer, I shouldn't get skila. Someone who actually gives skila doesn't get stoned. So for sure I shouldn't get skila. Meaning, and that's ridiculous. That's the whole notion of Edom Zomim. Ella mechavartu k'tashinin meikara. No, rather you have to say, like we said originally, the first answer. It's lo v'lo lazara. Why is it that when Eidim testify that a guy is a chalal, that they don't become chalalim? V'asisam lo, we only do to him, we can't punish his children. And if we're going to do kashasam, we have to do it completely. He tried to punish the other guy's whole family, lidore doros. Now this notion of umahasokel enu niskal, someone who stones doesn't get stoned. Rashi says, Eidim shelo huzmu ad shenera ganidon. Over here we're talking about, what do we mean hasok aleinu niskal? We mean Eidim that actually were successful in killing the person. Meaning Eidim that were not caught as Eidim zomim until it was too late. Because there is a notion, kasha zomam velo kasha rasa, that the pasuk says, kasha zom lasos lachiv, so we darshin, it's not really a drush in the Gemara, but it's understood, velo kasha rasa, that if they already gave the other guy the punishment, then it's strange, but we're not going to make these guys Eidim zomim. They cannot get kasha zomam when they actually were successful in carrying out the punishment to the other party. So Rashi says, that's what we mean. Umahasokel eino niskal. That someone who was successful as a lying aid to get the guy punished, eino niskal. So that's what we're referring to. We're referring to kashasam v'lo kasharasa. Tosa says, that's problematic, because we could just, the Gemara, it's true, the Gemara never uses the phrase kashasam v'lo kasharasa. It's strange. You know, you take any kid who's learning Maseches Makos, and already by the first, second week of Yeshiva, he's got that on the tip of his tongue, kashazam v'lo kasharasa. Like, that's the drasha. It's only when you try to do, not when you actually did. That's not a drasha in the Gemara. The Gemara is a different phrase to say the same thing. Hargu einar ragin. That's it. Rashi uses the term kashazam v'lo kasharasa. The Gemara's phrase is hargu einar ragin. That if they killed, they don't get killed. So Tosa says, we should have used the phrase that the Gemara used. What's hasokel eino niskal? No, you should say hargu eino ragin. That's the phrase. That's the proper wording that you're supposed to use. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam says the way I touched it up in the first place. That when we say hasokel eino niskal, says Rabbeinu Tam, means if someone were to actually take stones and stone another person, kill another person by stoning, he's not chayiv skila, because that's not the chiyuv for murder. For murder, he's chayiv saif. He's not chayiv skila. So someone who tries to get somebody stoned by being made against them, kal v'chomer, should not get the skila. But be that as it may, that's not the drasha that the Gemara, that's not the svara that the Gemara accepts in the end anyway. What the Gemara ultimately accepts is v'asisam lo v'lo lezaro, that you can't make them a chalal because we're not allowed to punish the children. What about the other one that we said, the other example, midin on a bishploni shu chayiv galus? So now the Gemara has to touch on that one. They said that this guy is chayiv galus. They're not going to be chayiv galus in his stead. Why not? Minani mili. Where do we see that he's not? That you don't give Eidim zom in galus. So Amrei Shlakish, Amrei Kra. Who yonus elachas ha'arim? And we darshin who velo zomim, that the guy who kills b'shogeg, he runs to one of the arim miklat. So we darshin, yeah, only someone who kills b'shogeg runs to one of the arim miklat. But zomim would not have to run to arim miklat. Or Rabbi Yochanan says different. Kal v'chomer. Umahu sha'asa ma'isiv b'meizid eino gola. Let's say this guy who killed someone b'shogeg, let's say he would have done it b'meizid, so he wouldn't go to galus. So hein sha'asa ma'isiv b'meizid eino din shelo yiglu. These guys who didn't do any ma'isa, all they did was they said testimony. It was just dibur bi'almos, akimas v'sayim. It wasn't any real ma'isa. So all the more so they shouldn't get galus. Meaning a ma'isa makes something a more significant action. So a guy who does a significant action of killing someone, b'meizid, he's not chayiv galus. So you're going to punish the Eidim Zomim worse than a guy who actually did a ma'isa of killing b'meizid? So says the Gemara, no, not worse. Sometimes when you don't give someone a punishment, it's because the punishment is, it's not because they don't deserve such a terrible punishment. You're not giving them that punishment because that punishment is insufficient. That's like saying a guy's mechal Shabbos, look, you don't slap him on his wrist for being mechal Shabbos. Why don't we slap him? He doesn't even deserve a slap on the wrist. No, he deserves skila. He deserves something much worse. We don't stomp, punish people just to punish them. We punish them when the punishment is going to be big enough for them to get a kapara. That's the whole notion of punishment. Vino senes. No, that's exactly why we don't give someone who kills b'mezid, we don't give them this punishment of galus. Who shasamais b'mezid lo ligli kech lo tavi le kapara. It's a punishment in not sending them to galus because he's not going to be able to get a kapara. Hein shalosamais b'mezid nami liglu kech lo tavi le kapara. But maybe for just being Eidim Zomim, sin and not doing a maisa, maybe they deserve a kapara through galus. So we have to go back to the original answer that we said before. Now that's a critical idea. We have a notion that the Gemara says in many places, ein onshin min adin, that we don't give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. So there are several explanations why it is that we don't give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. Why can't we say that if this guy who did the lesser crime is chayiv this punishment, so when you do something even worse, kal v'chomer you chayiv this punishment? So one of the explanations in Rishonim of why ein onshin min adin is this exact svara. We don't just stam give people punishment. We give people punishment when it's going to be a kapara. But maybe if the guy did a worse aveira, it's that same punishment is not going to be a kapara for him. It's not enough for him to get a kapara. If you give a guy a punishment when it's not a kapara, you're stam assaulting a person. There's no reason to do it. The whole purpose of the onesh is in order that he should be able to achieve a kapara. Amar Ula, remez leidim zom min haTorah minayin. Also a strange question. The Gemara says, where do we find the remez to eidim zom min in the Torah? So Gemara says, remez leidim zom min? Vaksiv, vasisam lo kasha zamam. A remez to eidim zom min? It's beferish in the psukim. We know Chumash, it says vasisam lo kasha zamam. So that can't be what it means. Ella, remez leidim zom min shalokin min haTorah minayin. Where do we find the remez that eidim zom min get malkus? Now when we use the word remez, we often, you know, colloquially, think of a type of drasha that would not be a din d'oraisa. You know, a remez, something is, it's like a gematria, this or that, you know, that wouldn't be a direct limud. Very often though, in shas, sometimes the word remez means like that, but very often in shas, the word remez means an actual drasha, it's just not explicit, but it's an actual drasha. Here's a very clear example. Remez leidim zomun, we're about to say a din d'oraisa. The idea that these guys get malchus when they testify that someone's ben grusha ben chalutza, someone's chayv galus, it's a din d'oraisa, it's not a din d'rabbanan. You also have at the end of Maseches Kiddushin, the Gemara asks, where is there a remez liyichud min haTorah? The Yisra of yichud min haTorah, where is there a remez? And the Gemara is a drasha. Ki yisischa chicha ben imecha v'chi ben emesis ben aveinu mesis. So it has an unusual drasha, but it's a drasha that there's an Yisra of yichud arayos min haTorah. And it's explicit, not necessarily in the Kiddushin, but explicit in Maseches Sanhedrin, Maseches Avodah Zarah, that yichud arayos is an Yisra d'oraisa. It's absolutely explicit that it's nisa d'oraisa. So the word remez very often could mean a din d'oraisa. So we're also it's a question about remez. It's a din d'oraisa that's not 100% explicit in the pasuk. So where do we see that eidim zomim get malchus? D'chsiv it's digvas tzadik v'rishuas harasha. Torah says that if the righteous person is vindicated, he's justified, and the Rasha is properly put in his place as a Rasha, then we give Malkus. What? When justice prevails, we give Malkus? How is that possible? No, what it means is you have Edom that tried to make an innocent man guilty, and then other Edom had to come, they were forced to come in order to vindicate the innocent people who were really tzaddikim the entire time. That's what it means, because there was about to be a travesty of justice, and then someone had to come in and save the day and point out that these Edom are Edom Zomin, and they point out that these Edom are really the Rishayim. Then Vayim bin Akos HaRasha, the pasuk goes on to say, so you give Malkus, Vayim bin Akos HaRasha. Frankly, Gemara, that's a very nice drasha, no problems with it, but there's a much more obvious drasha we could have said of how we know they get Malkus. V'tepiklei mi losane. The Torah says losane, that there's a losa say that you're not allowed to say Edel Sheker. So Edom Zomim, yeah, it's a specific type of Edel Sheker, but it's Edel Sheker. So shouldn't we just give them Malkus because they violated a lav min haTorah? Isn't that enough? So says Gemara, no, mishum davi lav shein bo maisa. V'kol lav shein bo maisa ein lokin lav. No, it's a lav shein bo maisa, and you don't get Malkus for a lav shein bo maisa. So that's why they're not going to get Malkus for stam, just saying testimony that's false. We need a special drasha to teach that dafka by Edom Zomim, they're going to get Malkus when we can't do kasha zomim lasos la'achiv. Now, in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, they quote from Rav Haigon, an unusual thing. There was a community that had the minhag that they would say a full kiddush at Shabbos day also, not just Friday night, with the full bracha of Kiddush. So they were saying a bracha levatala every single Shabbos. So they wanted to know if they were doing right. So Rav Haigon says, no, it's a violation of the Lo Saseh Daraisa of Lo Sisa. You're saying a bracha Shena Tzricha, and you're being mafsik between the Bar Priya Gafin and the Shtia, which you're not allowed to do either. So he says it's Derech Shtus and Borus, it's absolute Amaratzus, you're not Yotzi Yechiyuv, and you're Chayv Malkus for Lo Sisa. So, okay, I understand why he's upset. Rav Haigon is not happy about this minhag, but maybe Hifrez Alamida a little bit. You're Chayv Malkus for Lo Sisa? So that's what the, first of all, it's a machlokas in general, whether Bracha Sheina Tzricha, if one recites a Bracha Sheina Tzricha, is that even a violation of an Issa Daraisa at all? It's definitely a violation of Bracha Levatala, it's definitely a violation of something, but is that a violation of an Issa Daraisa? Is the Issa Daraisa of Lo Sisa, not say Hashem's name in vain, anytime you say it when you weren't absolutely Chayv to say Hashem's name? Or is the Isser when you just stop say it completely out of any context? You just walk around screaming Hashem's name. But maybe if you're saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shakol Nieh B'Dvaro, so you're saying something very nice about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Hakol Nieh B'Dvaro, and you're blessing him. So it's a very nice statement. You just happen to not be drinking a cup of water right now. You happen to not be having anything to. So it could be that's only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So the Rambam, the Achronim Ramadaik, and the Rambam, that the Rambam holds it's an Isser D'Oraisa. But even if it is an Isser D'Oraisa, Malkus, it's a lav shem b'maisa, meaning it's no different than Eidus, where it's just akimus v'sayim. So that's what the Achronim point out, that probably what Rav Haigon meant is makas mardus midrabanan. Hard to imagine that he meant malkus d'oraisa, because it's the example that the Gemara gives, makas taf beis, of a lav shem b'maisa. Okay, tan rabanan. Dalad varm nemru be'edim zomin. There are four unique characteristics, or unique halachos, by an eid zomim where we don't do kasha zomim. Number one, ein asim ben grusha ben chalutza. He doesn't become a ben grusha ben chalutza when he testifies about a kohen being a ben grusha ben chalutza. Number two, ve'ein golan lari miklat. He doesn't go to golos. Those two are familiar to us. But now we add some others. Ve'ein mishal minas hakofer. He doesn't pay kofer. If he testifies that a shara muad killed a human being, and then he becomes an eid zomim, so when you testify that a shara muad killed a human being, you're being mechayiv the bailim of that shor kofer. Pasuk says him kofer yushas alav. So the eid zomim about that is not going to have to pay kofer. And not only that, a fourth one, ve'enim karin be'evid ivri. He also will not be sold as an evid ivri. If they testify that someone stole and doesn't have the money to pay, that a person who actually stole and doesn't have the money to pay is going to be sold as an evid ivri, the eidim who testified about that will not become an evid ivri. Mishum Rabbi Kiva Omer afin mishalman al piatzman, that they also don't pay if they're huzam and based in, and the baldin didn't have an opportunity to be mamed and bedin for their azama, and they ran away to another bezdin, and they admitted that they became edim zomin in bezdin ploni, so they don't have to pay based on their own admission. So now we're going to elaborate on each of those last on each of those examples. So ein nasim begrusha ben chalutza kedamarn. We don't have to elaborate. We already did. Veim gol lori miklat also kedamarn. We already discussed why it is that they don't go to galus. But what about all the others? Vein mishalman esa kofer. Why don't they pay kofer when they testify that someone's shor killed somebody? Kasavri kufra kapara. We must be working with the assumption that paying kofer is a kapara, vahani lav b'nei kapara ninhu. And these people are not eligible for that kapara because they didn't do that crime. It wasn't their shor that killed somebody, so that's a kapara dafka for that crime. The Rishonim are bothered why the Gemara didn't just say this by the galus part also, that they don't go to galus because galus is a kapara, and they didn't do that crime. Mantan kufra kapara. Who's the one that actually says that paying kofar is a kapara payment? So it's an unusual type of payment. Normally, when you pay someone, it's a restitution or it's an onesh. But a kapara, where do you have a kapara? So it's a knas. So Amrav Chista, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Biyachem and Brokihi. The Tana that holds that a kofar payment is kapara is Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Biyachem and Broki. Titania v'nasan pidyo nafsho. That what do we call it? A pidyo nafsho. And he says demay nizik. The Tanakama says that you pay the value of the person that was killed. So that sounds like you're paying for the loss. But Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Biyachem ben Broki Omer, demei mazik. You pay the value of the mazik. Now, why would you pay the value of the mazik? That's not filling in what was lost. No, my love, Ba'akamithli, it must be that that's the machlokas. Demar Sover Kufra Mamona, if it's a regular monetary payment where you're paying them back for what you cost them, you pay the value of what was damaged. Umar Sover Kufra Kapara. But if you say that you're paying the value of yourself, why would you pay the value of yourself? Because that's what you're paying for. You're paying for the kapara for yourself. Samra Papa Lo. to kuli alma kufra kapara. No, maybe everyone agrees kufra kapara. V'achabakam efligi. Over here, the machlokas is different. Mar sovra b'dinizik shaminan, mar sovra b'dimazik shaminan. It's just a question of how we evaluate the payment. But the purpose of the payment is kapara. How much to pay? Okay, d'mei nizik, d'mei mazik, that's the machlokas. Ma'ita ma'it rabbanan. Where did the rabbanan get the idea that you would pay d'mei nizik? Nemar ashasa l'mata, v'nemar ashasa l'mayla. The term ashasa is used when it describes hitting a pregnant woman. It also says kasher yashis alav bala isha, and it says ashasa by killing a person. So mala alan bidinizik afkan bidinizik. So clearly, by the pregnant woman, it's bidinizik. It's you're paying the value of the vlados, and that can only be the nizik. The mazik doesn't have vlados, so we're also you're paying the value of the nizik. For Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel would say v'nasan pidyon nafshoksiv. It says that you're paying pidyon nafsho. It has to mean your own value. So for Rabbanon in pidyon nafshoksiv miuki shaminin b'dinizik shaminin. Yeah, it is a pidyon for your own nefesh, but it's evaluated based on the nizik. And then the Gemara is going to describe. I guess we're out of time, but Be'ez Hashem will pick up tomorrow why it is that Edom Zomim would never be sold as an Eved Ivri, even when they testified about somebody else and would have gotten him sold as an Eved Ivri.